Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 216 block. Well, let's go ahead. And we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Rio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott-Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution, because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touchscreens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and we'll use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amero-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amero-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip-hop. That is hip-hop.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street. Chapter 3, verse 5. Man is an acronym, abbreviation, stands for Music Activism News. You can reach us, and I appreciate everybody who's listening online, but as you see that number, as you listen, feel free to use it. Call in to 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. And before I start taking a couple of these phone calls, I want to let you all know the disclaimers, that's very important. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any info that you hear. Also, disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure for how long, but I promise you, I will listen. And disclaimer number three, press one to talk. Press one to talk, but Blog Talk's worldwide and can give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to talk, stay silent. You'll go back on hold, but we hope you will speak, because a lot of times it's the callers that make the show. Now, since I have the time to do it, I'm going to go from number 10 to the top spot, like the top 10 artists making noise in the streets. Number 10, Miss Shy Kisses. Number 9, Miss Chocolate Cake. Number 8, Rise and Fall from HJS Music, the group that's sponsoring gift cards to our callers. And they also sponsor things that happen at, of course, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. And that's something that's beautiful. So Rise and Fall, HJS Music. Number 7, Serene, the multi-piece band from Akron that announced that they'll be at the next Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop on March the 1st. Number 6, Emax the Image from Varsity Music. Number 5, Blame Boogie from HJS Music and Michael Jackson. Number 4, Smooth Gotti, Death Row and Universal Sign artist representing our region. And, of course, number 3, the track you heard, The Revolution Will Not Be Webcast. That's HJS Music and DJ Tech Record. Number 2, Monica Phillips. Number 1, Ballhead Fred. We'll get into why he's earning a lot of the street cred and why he's making a lot of street buzz for this week, because something major is coming up with him shortly that we'll be getting into. So with that being said, I'm not going to take up any more of your valuable time. I'm looking at a couple of key phone calls, so I'm going to go to, before I go to that 216772 phone number, before I go to that 216772, I want to check out 216288. That's 216-288. You're on live. What's going on with you this evening?
Hello, Mr. Porter. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about you?
Fine. I'm waiting, sir, because I think you have something very interesting concerning Black history.
Wow. Well,
and I hope you get a chance to get to it.
Same here. So I thank you so much, and may you have a always blessed, beautiful evening. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
All right. Now, see, that's why I say I love it when people go ahead and speak because, you know, the creator allows this to help make up the show. So for the person who's been waiting very patiently, I'm going to 216-772. 216-772. You're on live. What's going on with you this evening?
Good evening, Al. This is Don. Hey, you know, my mother told me she heard something on the news, and I haven't been able to catch up with it yet. So I figured I'd get the real news off of off your show. Something going on with the 137 shots, I heard. What do you know?
Well, right now, I'll put it out here like this. Cosmetic surgery. That's the best way I can put it. It's like a little bit of fluff, nip and tuck, but it's a beautiful thing. And I'll tell you why I find that it's so beautiful. When you get out there and you do a whole lot, you start getting results. And so the reason that I want to put it out like that is because for those who didn't hear, Cleveland received a new safety director. And the new safety director just so happens to be Chief McGrath, who really didn't have any control of the police department. The safety director, Flask, was not fired. He went on to retire, but you know how it happens in Cleveland. The thing we all have to watch is to make sure that, of course, Marty Flask does not end up doing some sort of side conciliatory work or become somebody that, you know, they say, well, we want your advice on certain things. So with that being said,
the revolving door, I said, yeah, right.
The revolving door. Now, they did, you know, bring up somebody. It's been a whole lot that has been said and pointed out. And, you know, I think it's very interesting that right now they're going to definitely get out there. I think it's because of all of the, quote-unquote, I'll say the marches, the protest, being there at City Hall, even calling into consideration that all of their top staff and aides in the safety positions are all white. And so they did bring on a black police chief, but he'll still have to answer to the new safety director, which is Chief McGrath. I believe that it could be something because they expect answer to come back from the grand jury, and if McGinty does what we think he's going to do, which is absolutely nothing, then that'll be a way to at least keep the masses from being upset. So that's what it looks like right now. So the jury is definitely out on that.
Gotcha. Thank you for that. I was just sitting here filling out my interrogatories from Councilman Jeff Johnson in my suit against him. These are due on Thursday. He sent me about 20 questions that he wanted me to answer, and so many of them are not applicable to our case. And the case is involved when he snatched a microphone out of my hand and did not allow me to speak at a safety committee meeting back in June.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was preparing the petitions for the 137 shots to have a federal investigator on that case and get McGinty off of it, recuse himself, and bring justice around this brutal murder of two African Americans last November, 2 years, a year ago, So he was trying to silence me and the movement. Grabbed the microphone out of my hand. So anyway, I filed a civil suit, and I'm answering these questions. And you wouldn't believe some of the questions he asked me. He wants to know what my marriage is, and I put on there not relevant to current pending litigation. He wanted to know where I've been working. He wanted to know my Social Security number. I'm not giving him that. Wanted to know my formal education. I said not relevant to current pending litigation. And all this, they ask, I think it's intimidation tactics again, and we're used to that, aren't we, Al?
Yes, we are, Brother Don.
So that's what I'm doing, and I'm glad to hear you on the radio tonight, and thank you for the update on the Cleveland news, which I didn't catch yet until now. So.
And thank you for the update, and I expect you to be very successful. I really do. You had about 200-plus people in there who witnessed the whole thing. And, hey, the truth is the truth. So I thank you again, Brother Don.
You're welcome. Yeah, so the pretrial will be February the 25th. And then they're doing it backwards. We got a discovery due not till March, so they're doing it a little backwards. I don't know what they're going to do on this pretrial. It should be interesting.
Yes, it will be. Wow. Thank you, and continue to keep us informed and update.
All right. It's all about getting the word out, on the brutality issues of the police force. That's what it's about. We don't want this to happen again in Cleveland, and we want justice from the last incident and the many other incidents that have occurred, but especially the 137 shots, which is unprecedented in the U.S. or worldwide. It's never happened that they would murder people with such brutal force.
Well, I thank you again for this phone call, and what we'll do is I'll get into something real quick. Let you know a couple of things that have been going on with OPN, and then we'll play a track for you. So thanks again, Brother Don,
for calling in and keeping
us, no problem, updated. As a matter of fact, with that being said, I want to definitely just point it out to people that if you want more information or what have you, yes, it's a shameless plug, but I have to let people know that Facebook page is Alfred Porter, JR period, events, news, clips, videos. As a matter of fact, I do this a little bit backwards. One of the reasons why Baldhead Fred's name came up, and this has a lot of things to do with a few things together, so bear with me. It's OPN New Year's Bash that was held a few weeks ago at Tucker's Casino. Still praying for I.M. Sorelli, who was sick at the time, but Honey Kapow filled in real nice. You had Tay Tags, the Dutchman, Miss Peaches, Bigotron, Rico King, Geronimo Grand Keys, and Dope from Columbus. Lady Miniatures opened the show with a hit, No Hands. Miss Moon with an E and Suave Gotti hosted. And I thank Miss Chocolate Cake. I definitely thank Tyler Cato from WHK Radio, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and Urban Survival, among others such as Sean Nicky Nicky Knock, who supported my doing my performance of Hip Hop's David Ruffin, where I said what you could do with Mayor Jackson of Cleveland and Mayor Norton of East Cleveland. Now, I did mention also my thoughts on the East Cleveland-Cleveland merger, but it was held at Tucker's Casino, 15532 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. And this Friday, same location, OPM presents Love and Laughs, Valentine's Day, 9 p.m., featuring Cleveland's Young Guns of Comedy, T-Hawk, Sean Showtime, Ballhead Fred, that's right, the name I called earlier, Street Buzz is great for the brother because he does comedy and he makes music. And also, the Dutchman will be performing. Tickets are two for $5 in advance, $10 at the door. You can use the number of 216-965-6958. And also, Friday, March the 7th, Oppressed People's Nation presents Gang of Roses with Poison Ivy's last Ohio performance. Summer, Honey Kapow, Shana B, hosted by Indica Spitz, featuring Keys and Dope, Sheriff Kilroy, Ray Shark. And this event will also be at Tucker's, and all proceeds go to OPN's community programs. With that being said, since he's making a big buzz, I'm going to put on Ballhead Fred.
Yeah. Yeah. I still got it. Yep.
I don't freestyle that good.
Take me out.
Write some shit good, you know?
Yeah. Listen.
I wrote this shit a long time ago. Check it.
Yeah. Yeah. When it come to hip-hop,
yep.
I'm caught up in a rapture. Yo, I like to do me. Forget being the best rapper. I be Black Mooney. I'm the total eclipse.
Right.
I don't rep the street. Yo, I'm on that Will Smith shit. People testing me, hoping that I would fail. I'm not buzzing in the streets, but my name is House Hell. Cut you deep like a pussy if you wanna harm me. I'm heaven sent. You the devil's reject like Rob Zombie. I'm a bad man, up to some good.
Up
I go
good.
Platinum overseas, cause I don't sell in the hood.
In the
you can
hood.
Drop me with your oven mitts on, I'm too hot. You ain't strong enough,
ain't strong
cause
enough.
I can find your weak spot. Sucker, I'm like herpes, you can't get rid of me. You a bad man, you can't manage your hostility. You arrogant, bro, sucker, really need a fix. Y'all niggas too cocky like a bunch of dicks, yo.
Yeah.
You beating me, you gotta be kidding me. I'm the truth like bad, rappers got a problem with me. Yo, I make you evacuate,
right.
Cause I'm running this house. Don't get evicted,
so
I kick your punk ass out. I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me, I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me, I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me, I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Put you in your face, have your grill swollen. Y'all suckers too unorganized, I'm so controlling. You sound too deceptive. You need to get for real though.
Real
when I feel the wrath of the Northeast
weirdo.
My light is like fire. You scared to come near.
Yo,
don't act overconfident. I put your pride in fear. Your mind is on some nonsense. You need to keep on walking. You can speak your mind, but ain't no action in your talking. My one man army, it'll take your
soul.
My message is heavenly. It'll scare the hell out of you. Brothers selling their souls, losing their brains. All these flashing rappers doing, taking hip hop in vain. You illogical player, I'm the real McCoy.
You
does distraction, I pull guns out and kill noise. We need intellect, this world is getting stupider. When it comes to the system, I'm like Lucifer rebelling. But I'm on a righteous path, I add up the intellect in my brain, I do the math. I'm scientifical like it's no riddle. I slang lyrics cause they so, I'm the biggest drug dealer, nigga. Ha, ha. I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me, I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you. Cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Fuck you.
And this is, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News. And the number here is 646-478-0944 for all those who are listening online. I want to let people know real quick. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, we meet every Wednesday at 14660 Euclid Avenue in Lee Road intersection at the McCall's first floor meeting room. That's Wednesdays at 7. On a Wednesday, you can also feel free to catch me on voiceatradio.com, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show. That's from 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And you can always feel free to go to Blog Talk Radio. Type in Bored and Restless Radio. Feel free to mention us. They'll appreciate it. you know, I didn't do this last week. I hope I don't have to do this week. But last week I have to put on blast that didn't you have the nerve to call my personal phone call while I'm on the air? And you know I do a show. So that dubious achievement goes out to my friend Sandrina. She might not be a friend after I, you know, gave her that little shout-out again, but she's got a couple of them, so that's cool. So this week, hopefully we won't have any takers on that. As a matter of fact, I want to definitely say and go back in time just a little bit and say that last week's Super Bowl party featuring Fattie Banks on the Wheels of Steel, HJS, America's Next Top Spinner was in the house. It was a beautiful event. Now, last year I went with the underdog Ravens because of Ray Lewis last season. Don't believe me? Hey, you can check my Facebook page. Yes, shameless promotions. But this year I went with the Seahawks for a much deeper reason. You see, I was a Broncos Manning fan until the Seattle-San Fran game, where the defense of Seattle ended the 49ers season. Now, immediately an excited Richard Sherman. Now, he was excited. Cornerback. He scared, you know, the white reporter Aaron Andrews with his WWE-style comments, basically saying the 49ers shouldn't have been trying him with a sorry wide receiver, Michael Crabtree. When you try to piss, that's what you don't get. Now, Sherman was an athlete who was excited because he made a big play and was going to the Super Bowl. Now, after that, people started to label Sherman a thug. But thug is a noun, not color. Now, Representative Michael Graham, Republican, New York, told a reporter who asked him a question, "You ever do that to me again, I'll throw you off this effing balcony. You're not man enough. I'll break you in half like a boy." Now, that sounds more like thuggish behavior. But anyway, let me get back on track. You see, I became a Seahawks fan a few days after that Sunday incident, when Sherman eloquently stated that the term thug is the accepted way of calling somebody the N-word. He stated he saw a hockey game, and they threw the puck aside and started fighting. He saw that and asked, "So I'm the thug?" He stated he knows thugs. And they know he's the furthest thing from a thug. He stated, "Just because you hear Compton or Watts, you think thug and gangster." He also stated that when you say Stanford, that's an oxymoron. So after Sherman stated he didn't commit any crime, it was just showing passion for a football game, I had to roll with the Hawks. Nothing personal, everybody. And also, I want to go through, like I say, you always have to give, like, information. So I want to put out there that Kim Brown, Kimberly F. Brown, before she calls in and corrects me. But anyway, Kimberly F. Brown, whose online paper, The Brown Report, is hosting the safety forum for Ward 1, 2, and 4 residents. That's right, number Wards 1, Wards 2, Ward 4 residents, and they're dealing with crime, homicides, and street repair, which is a major concern to Clevelanders. Tuesday, February the 18th, at the Harvard Community Center, 18240 Harvard Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128 at 6 p.m., councilmen of Wards 1, 2, and 4, as well as the safety chair, Matt Zone. Yes, we talked about all of this before with Matt Zone becoming the, of course, chair of public safety, replacing Kevin Conwell. You can go back on the timeline and check out some of those shows. But anyway, Matt Zone was invited, but here's a shocker. Councilman Zach Reed is the only council person that responded and said he'll be there. Man in the Streets was also invited to be there, and so was Romeo Barnes. So we will do our best to take part. Before I find and play this next track, I just want to let people know also that should they choose, you can use the same number of 646-478-0944. Hood Talk 2 on a Wednesday at 9 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time, national politics, broke down to a local level. My man Emacs, the image, hosts that. And, of course, you can use the number 646-478-0944 for Hood Tools Radio on Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m., with Music Business 101. And with that being said, I'm a little bit hungry, so I guess it's time for chocolate cake. ¶¶
Man in the streets, which is a blessing. So without further ado,
I'm going to go to the 216-801 phone number. 216-801, how are you this evening?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing the Neighborhood Voice and Network for Neighborhood Success. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers recently fired general manager Chris Grant. Since he has been fired, the Cleveland Cavaliers are 2-0, for which is a sign of the Cavs not giving up on the playoff hopeful season. The Cavs have four important games coming up versus the Sacramento Kings, Detroit Pistons, Philadelphia 76ers, and the Orlando Magic. Those four teams have a combined record for just 69 wins and a terrible 137 losses. Cleveland can make a run and shock some people in the NBA. Now, off to the Team USA Winter Olympics. Team USA has a total of five medals, with two being gold and three being bronze medals. Team USA won bronze medals for alpine skiing for women and freestyle skiing for women. And last, for the bronze, they won mixed figure skating. The two golds were for men's snowboarding, and yes, it was women's snowboarding. Last but not least, today's history in sports. In 1946, Jackie Robinson and Rachel Isham were married. In 1961, the American Football League Los Angeles franchise was transferred to San Diego. In 1962, Jim Beebe became the first American to break the 4-minute barrier for the indoor mile. This is Christian Clark with your weekly sports report. Now back to Al Porter, the man in the streets.
Wow, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I would like your opinion on the shakeup with the Cavaliers. What happened next if the Cavaliers were not to get their act together? What's your thought process on what's going on with the Cavs, at least their management or front office or what have you?
Well, right now what is happening is you see a Cleveland Cavaliers team. I mean, they're starting to get it together, but we're not so for sure. But they're ever since the firing, they're 2-0, so that's a sign of relief. And they're going into the All-Star break, which is a good thing because they actually have a break to sit down and regroup. And in the front office, you know, they're not playing right now. Dan Gilbert, he just fired his general manager who signed. I've Kyrie Irving, Deion Waiters, Tristan Thompson, this core group for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Chris, and I guess he doesn't like what's going on right now. We're in some type of slump, and it's not working. But I honestly believe that the Cleveland Cavaliers have a chance to shock the NBA by making a good run, because these next four games, if they win these games and certain teams loses, they're right back in the playoff hunt for that 8th-7th
seed. And I thank you very much, as usual, for your in-depth sports report. I appreciate it.
God bless. You're welcome, sir.
God bless you also. As a matter of fact, we'll probably have to send out a track to you in a little while. But while I do have that time, the one thing I love is giving out information. So while I can, of course, for others who are looking online, you can use that for that definitely. You can use the 646-478-0944 phone number. And I do want to let people know, at least in enough time, so nobody will say you don't let me know things way in advance, that at the Kinsman Square Party Center, that's 3224 East 93rd Street, Cleveland, off Kinsman. Saturday, March the 22nd, Mom and Pop Hip Hop Productions presents Kid with Cleveland's Hip Hop OG Style. And that's a 9 p.m. show, 12 in advance, 15 at the door. But you have Cleveland legends like Beat Effect, Suave Daddy, Big Stone the Butcher, Eric Wilson, J. Cool, Osage, and the Chosen Few Band. And also legendary DJ Jack the Ripper. Food will be there. It's a cabaret style, BYOB. I was asked to guest host. That is a definite blessing. You know, I'm going to play a track right now, and after I play that track, I'm going to get into a subject that's very, very serious, dear to my heart. I got to get on a subject that's very serious. So before that, you know, I'm going to take this track and play it. Its owners, definitely, you can start thinking about not only going to school to learn things but and work for other people, but also consider going and learning things so you can work for yourself and own things. So this is Owners, Death Row Universal Records, signed artist Smooth Gotti representing our region.
I'm a heavyweight. I be schooling them like a teacher, about to educate. In my bedroom with a blunt rap, about to medicate. Came a long way, now I run rap, about to celebrate. Rap version of 007, phone call with a dime waiting. And I say the game at the end, like Pierce Bronson, it's groundbreaking. I'm a CEO, so to get at me, you need an elevator. I'm skyscraping, top floor, cause I've been doing this since high school while you was prom dating. Future like B-Rabbit, Lady Bone told me to keep at it. With the Cleveland in the first round, I be ballin' like Pete Maverick. Left Cleveland in 08, best move I never regret it. Got traded to L.A., paid my dues with my street cred. Stayed in San Francisco, now ain't waking up from that coma. Came from Cleveland, we own, made it off of that corner. Ain't affiliated, you gone, cause we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong, weapons penetrated, we soldiers. Sleeping too long, now they waking up from that coma. Came from Cleveland, we own, made it off of that cola. Ain't affiliated, you gone, we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong, weapons
coma. Got them sleeping like Craftmatic, switching up my hustle, so the music got me back at it. I ain't done with the telling, I'll be mobbing with felons. Cleveland, yeah, we survivors, Amanda Jean and Michelle. Problems left in my past, now my future looking so clear now. Used to flying in coach, now I'm traveling in lids now. Undies up on the corner, undies up in the building. Rule one, if you get snatched, you better not start squealing. Fly the most, don't matter the coast, they follow my way, they sort of like boats. Blowing my smoke, holding and choke. Blowing my smoke, holding and choke. Already know I'm back on my grind. Shoot some dice, passing the time. Living my life one day at a time. So worry about yours, don't worry about mine.
They been sleeping too long, now they waking up from that coma. Came from Cleveland, we own, made it off of that corner. Ain't affiliated, you gone, cause we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong, weapons penetrated, we soldiers. They been sleeping too long, now they waking up from that coma.
About to ride it here. Whole school smell like loud, the blunt ain't even lit. They was sleeping on us, now they waking up. Yeah, they showing love, but it ain't enough. I kill trash, leave them comatose, flow too sick for them to diagnose. They negotiating my second deal and I want a meal around my audio. They kinda close to closing it. Need a new Benz with some foes in it. And a new house, a jacuzzi pool, and a stripper room with some foes in it. It was all a dream. Now these little kids out here screaming nice spring. And I thank God for all of my real niggas. I ain't never listened to train killers. Now I'm on the road doing hella shows, fucking all the hoes when I feel next.
They been sleeping too long, now they waking up from that coma. Came from Cleveland, we own, made it off of that corner. Ain't affiliated, you gone, cause we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong, weapons penetrated, we soldiers. They been sleeping too long, now they waking up from that coma. We own, made it off of that cola. Ain't affiliated, you gone, cause we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong, weapons penetrated, we soldiers.
course, welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News. Well, of course, I want to say thanks to, of course, Smooth Gotti for that track, Owners. We're about to get into our subject, one of the two subjects that I know if I got into them, I'd get myself into trouble, but hey, don't blame Blog Talk Radio or Varsity Music at all. Anyway, we do give out, like, gift cards because of HJS Music to people who either call in, like the 10th caller, or might be a question that comes up, or even somebody who hangs on the line the longest. So with that being said, we're looking right now at a certain number that I might get a chance to come back to and let them know what's going on. Now, this particular topic, Professor Griff said to read the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. All right, the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations by John Coleman. John Coleman, who also wrote the Committee 300, which decides what the trends are going to be in the black community. Now, British operatives, intelligence. Now, you know, Tavistock University, Tavistock Institute is a system that was used alongside Operation Paperclip. Definitely, Operation Paperclip, as Professor Griff would say, look it up. Now, Griff also said that Damon Dash, Suge Knight, Jay Prince, Irv Gotti had gotten together and were going to put $30 million apiece to distribute black music a few years back. And I remember that. That would have been about $120 million. But Griff points out that the powers that be were not going to allow this to happen. But all in a one-week span, Dash, Knight, Gotti, and Prince offices were raided by the FBI on charges ranging from mob ties, drug dealing, embezzlement, and more. Could be conspiracy. But now we come to Pimp C. Just like Tupac started spreading positive messages, and Pimp C realized how music affected the youth. Pimp C spoke on taking a stand against the powers that be. Pimp C was soon found dead in a hotel room after speaking on the music industry and gay rappers. Now, Griff pointed out how Jay-Z promoted and signed Rick Ross and Jeezy, who promoted cocaine music to feed on negative demonic frequencies. Now, Bone members and other artists have spoken out alongside the, I'll say, major professors and others about the Illuminati and the effects they have on our lives. Now, there have even been what may be valid proof of blood sacrifices that artists made to get to the top. Now, some even point to certain signs, like the triangle that some flash. And if that's the case, you can see how music would be used, because if you want to get deeper into the subject, Lucifer, before he went against the grain, was the angel of course, beauty, music, entertainment. Beauty, music, entertainment. Now, the Illuminati originally was founded on May the 1st, 1776, to oppose, now this is interesting, superstitions, prejudice, and religious influence. But the Bavarian ruler, Charles Theodore, was encouraged by the Roman Catholic Church to permanently disband it in 1785. Now, the group claimed they regrouped for the French Revolution. In subsequent use of the term Illuminati, now it goes to any original Bavarian Illuminati or similar secret societies. Secret societies wish to control world affairs by, of course, planting agents in government and corporations and to make a new world order. Conspiracy theories depict secret societies as pulling strings in politics, movies, TV, music, and video games. Now, I believe that there are secret societies because no matter what you have and no matter what you do, when people make money, they want to keep money. As long as there's human nature, there are those who wish to control others no matter the cost. Now, in studying and seeing proof of some truths, I come to one conclusion. I noticed that there are so many people who are afraid of the Illuminati and what they might do to them that they overlook one point. You ready? if you follow God, Yahweh, Allah, then you have nothing to fear from the Illuminati or any secret society because you won't join in the first place. Why do you think on my Gil Scott remake of the track, you know, the tribute that I did to Gil Scott Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Webcast, I dissed the Illuminati? It's because it's all right to learn the truth, but once you do, you put on an armor of God, so to speak, or you have protection mentally that causes you not to sell out or sell your soul to something that will hurt you, your loved ones, or your community. So quit being scared. I refuse to sit back and be concerned about, oh, wow, a triangle shape or what have you, because I respect the pyramid shapes that my ancestors and forefathers created. So with that being said, just quit being scared. Learn the truth. Do what's right. You don't have nothing else to worry about. So that's my take on the Illuminati. Ah, just F the Illuminati right now. I'm going to go to this track that I love right now where people are going against the grain.
Yeah, see, they ain't ready for us.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
Just in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that loud pack. Of the mirror of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the great goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
when I wake up. I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped, cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
I have a dream that one day Little White Crows and Little White Seagulls would be able to work together and kick the crap out of the Pope's Little White Doves. Now, number one, there's a reason why white and albino birds and animals thrive in Alaska and the North Pole. It's because they can escape predators that way because of their environment. But in the wild, where there's forest, inner city, where the doves were released by the Pope and a couple of children a couple of, you know, Fridays ago, or other areas where there's camouflage, an albino or pure white animal or bird can't survive because they can be easily attacked by predators. Seagulls and crows are automatically territorial, and the abnormally and freakishly colored white doves drew aggressive attention. Now, the Vatican and Rome has engineered and bred the pure white doves to be released on certain occasions, like I said, such as 2 weeks ago. But those doves, for the reason I gave earlier, were attacked because of the reason that I just said. So that's what happened when the Pope and the children released those peaceful birds, doves. A lot of people saw it as omens and other things like that. But you got to understand, those birds were definitely an abnormal color and all of that. So I know I might have made some people in the Vatican, a few other people, offended with the last statement or what have you. But in saying so, I tell you what, I do love you all out there. So we'll get some nice gospel on to even things out. The love you song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of a love you song.
Y'all turn.
I love you.
And, of course, Sundays, 91.1 FM, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Erie Fusion, 80s Electro Pop, and then following that, 8 p.m., 91.1 FM, Sundays, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, on the one, Jazz Funk, Rare Grooves, and, of course, you can catch the Art McCoy University of Common Sense every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m., on, of course, WERE, 1490 AM, NewsTalkCleveland.com. I'll be going out to some events, and I'll tell you what I'll be looking for at some of these events. I'll be looking out there looking for the ladies who have the big legs. So this track, Big Legs, Remix, E-Max the Image.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the club, in the club. In the club looking for my girlfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. She can have big legs, a little legs, light skin, no brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. Get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play, looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you, this is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you, girl, come to me, we can go all night if that's what you like.
Well, yeah, in the club, in the club, in the club looking for my girlfriend,
girlfriend, girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club looking for my girlfriend,
girlfriend, girlfriend.
She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be a brown skin, a light skin. Brown skin, she can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care,
cause she's in my world, yeah. Hey, oh, come on.
I'm looking all around. Hey.